know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaylen Brown talking about last night's loss to the Knicks, looking for an easy two. And have I got an easy two for you, listeners, because it's two for Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Be caller number nine now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which was given out this morning by Greg Hill around 7 a.m. on his show, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Braves on May 18th. That's the contest line right now, 617-931-0937. Caller number nine with the code word can go see the Sox Braves May 18th. Yes, Diz.
Any chance he was subtweeting Tatum right there?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say, can you explain what that means, first of all?
I was subtweeting. I was just being funny, but I just mean, like, you know, indirectly calling out Tatum.
Yeah, no, I Tatum, but I also think indirectly or directly calling out Joe Mazzulla, calling out the situation, calling out the philosophy, kind of what we've been doing for the first half of this show and saying, yes, we have a philosophy, we have a style, but sometimes you need to alter that based on the situation, right? Situational football, Fitzy, exists, and it was a backbone of winning teams here in New England for two-plus decades under Bill Belichick. I think there's situational basketball, and right now, for that game, beyond just missing a boatload, a record-setting number of shots, there was some lack of situational awareness for the Boston Celtics because, and we're going to get to your phone calls in a minute, 617-779-7937. We see you lining up. But Fitzy, I get the analytical philosophy of shooting threes overall in basketball. I don't have to like it, but I get it. But when you are up 20, aren't you just protecting a lead? Like, 2 points is good enough. You're not chasing that mythical extra point, right? Percentage-wise, that extra point that the three offers you and all that. No, you just have to not lose 20 points. You have a 20-point advantage. Mm-hmm. So mixing in a two is okay. Even if they go three, oh, I'm still up 19, and I'm advancing the game. You know what the worst is? Jack up a three, they score. Jack up a three, they score. All of a sudden, 20 is down to like 15, and you're like, wow, that's really trending
17,
wrong. Yes.
14, 11. Then
awful.
It's into single digits, and then you take another 30-foot three. Even if you made a two for every three, it would take them making 23s to your 22s
right.
to cut into that lead, which would take over an entire quarter of basketball, not to mention the fouls, turnovers, everything that would happen.
Right.
I don't lay this at the feet of any one individual person. This is a cacophony of missed shots, bad coaching, poor communication, everything, all the way through the players to the coach and the bench and beyond. And the worst case scenario, Andy, is actually kind of played out in that, A, you have now given the Knickerbockers some confidence that they can beat you. Forget about anyone else saying, oh, don't worry, oh, the Knicks can keep up with them, or this could be Knicks in seven or Knicks in six as opposed to Celtics in four or five. You've given the Knicks a boost of confidence, number one. And number two, you now have, once again, a sick Porzingis. Who knows why he had tummy troubles or the trots or the case of the yaks and what when that got into him and why he couldn't do anything last night, because he was a one-armed man in a rowboat last night, blindfolded. And then Hauser got hurt, and I don't know how long he might be hurt as well, but you strained your depth. Lost some guys and blew a 20. You didn't just lose, by the way, a neck and neck like all time classic. You blew a 20-point lead. So you just urinated down your church pants in front of everyone while also losing the keys to your car.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone line. Steve in the truck. What was your reaction to this Celtics loss, Steve?
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, Steve.
You know, I've been watching this team since Havlicek. And I'm going to give you a name you probably know, right? You may know. Wayne the Wall Embry. That's how far back I go. That's what Stat Sanders and them. I'm 72 years old. But I still work. And I still drive. So I watch this team, and I get aggravated. Last night, my wife's yelling at me, they can't hear you. I understand that. 97 shots in 53 minutes. six of them threes, which means they shot 1.5 threes a minute. If you cut that down by 20 and shoot 40 threes and maybe hit 60% of those other 20 shots that you take, you win the game going away. And someone's going to sit this idiot, Joe Mazzulla, jiu-jitsu my ass in plain English, right? Sit him down and say, listen, that's our philosophy, but we got to cut it down a little bit and drive to the hoop and try to get fouled, because you're not getting fouled in three-point land. And if it's on Brad Stevens or if it's on the owner of the team, I would sit him down and say, listen, it's working, but when it doesn't work, you got to curtail it a little bit and go in another direction. Because you know what? They can do this with the Knicks. They can do this with these teams. You get to Cleveland and you get to OKC or Denver, you're going to get kicked in the ass.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. They're not changing. I don't believe they're going to change course. They believe that it's very simple. They shot poorly last night. They took good threes. They missed good threes. That's how they look at it. I mean, they've joked at times, if you miss a three, shoot two more kind of mentality. That's just their reality. They look at it as not changing the percentages. Just hit a couple more threes and you win that game. You're not tied. So I don't expect any changes. And in fact, you know, I sort of agree with the sports books. Celtics were favored by 9 last night. You know what they're favored by tomorrow night? 10.5.
Yeah. I had not looked.
Because they're not going to miss all those threes. People expect them to come out and blow out the Knicks.
Hold on. What's the – sorry to be doing the Trump hands here on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
Yes.
But what's the guarantee, Andy?
They played 70 –
just your confidence?
Yes, 70 basketball games, they've done this 5 times. The other 65 times, they've shot much better than this. Like, that's just the reality.
Okay,
this is one of their worst shooting nights
ever.
Okay, but
they played the Knicks 4 times this season, and they won all those.
Right, it got tighter as it went. I don't know if people noticed that trend. It was a little bit tighter in game 3, go to overtime to beat them in game 4. Now you've played them a 5th time, and it goes to overtime, and you lose. There is a bad trend in the season series with the Knicks that's developing that I don't know if is coincidental or not. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Nolan in the car. Nolan, what were your thoughts on that Celtics loss last night?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was just wondering, why can't Pritchard get any game, like, good minutes down the stretch? Like, and I'm not, like, calling the hate on Derek White or nothing, but he was one of the guys that was jacking up threes, too. And if you look at his stat line, it was terrible. And it's like, I know Pritchard's biting his lip on the bench there. He wants those minutes. Sometimes you just need a spark plug just to throw in a guy, get a change of pace. So, I don't know. That's what I was yelling at my tube last night. Just wanted to know what you guys think.
Thanks for the call, Nolan. I don't think they're going to do that. I mean, Derek White is a better all-around basketball player. Yes, he, like everybody else, he went 5 of 16. He jacked up 16 threes. But Pritchard, in half the amount of time, shot 5 threes. I mean, he's going to go out there. Now, maybe he hits them. Maybe you like him better. Yes, Dan Ball.
No, I don't mind the idea of changing things up, but isn't that exactly what Pritchard is going to bring if he plays more minutes anyways?
Yeah, no, it's he's going to shoot. It doesn't matter who's out there. They're going to shoot threes. It's whether it's the shorter point guard like Pritchard or your big-ass unicorn when he's out there. Everything in between. They're all going to shoot threes. That's their belief. That's their mentality, is to shoot threes. One number that jumped out to me, and maybe people will declare me a Tatum hater. Did you know the only Celtic with a minus, plus minus in the starting lineup? You know what his name would be?
What's that?
Jason Tatum.
Oh.
Everybody else was even or plus. Drew Holiday was plus 2.
Trade him, cut him, get rid of him.
And plus 1. I didn't say that. Don't be that guy, Dan Ball. Don't be that guy. Nobody likes that guy.
You're the Tatum hater. I'm fighting for second place at best.
I'm just telling you that Jason Tatum was a net negative, according to the numbers last night, for the Boston Celtics. And even with that, they were in the game. They were tied. They go to overtime. They could have won the game. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. What was your reaction to the Celtics, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Just quickly on a couple trends. 3 away teams won their first game matchup. So
yep.
I'm not, you know, getting too freaked out over the loss. And I do think that I'm not a betting man because I lose every bet I make. But I like the Celtics to cover that bet. Game 2's, the home team that loses game 1 usually blows out. Teams are happy to take one on the road. But the reason for my call, though, is about Porzingis. You know, you're going to have games where your offensive approach wavers or you miss a lot of threes. But that guy, you know, he's an important piece of this team in my eyes, and he looks bad in the Orlando series. and he looks bad last night. And then this thing about he's sick, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm worried about it. So, I want your thoughts. Are we going to get him back the way he was, or is this just what it's going to be? Because this is not great, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Johnny.
It's a good question, Andy. Has there been a signature Porzingis moment, or has Porzingis been a dominant factor in this postseason to date, save for, of course, bleeding all over the floor?
I mean, that was his signature moment, his WWE moment, where he comes back out, and that was in, some idiotic talk radio host painted that in juxtaposition to Jason Tatum sitting out that game with a boo-boo on his wrist, a bruised wrist, a pain management issue. But he hasn't been good. And I put it in the email this morning, the fact that Porzingis just isn't available. And we like him. He's got, I think Brian Frazoco put it in the email, he's got a great PR team. Like, the PR around Porzingis is awesome. He's got the WWE entrance where the cameras follow him out of the locker room, down the tunnel, into the arena. And he's high-fiving fans, and he makes faces, and he does all that. He's barely ever available. He's a complimentary bit role player with this team. We like him. That's great that we like him. He's fun. Woo! You know how he'd be more fun? He'd be a hell of a lot more fun if he was out there every freaking game playing 30-plus minutes and scoring 20-plus points. But that's not the reality for this guy. And last night, I mean, he was sick. I hate doing this, disparaging guys. Like, but sick? What does sick mean? Like, I've been sick a lot.
He was ill. There was an illness or a virus in his body.
Did you choose not to play, or you flat out couldn't get out there? Like, could you not get out there? You were so sick you couldn't get out there. I mean, we have famous examples over the years, Paul Pierce's and Michael Jordan's and all these other people, and you couldn't get out there. So I'm assuming you can't play tomorrow because it's like a deathly ill sickness.
You've been sick before. You're sick one day. Yeah. You're better the next. And also, I would like to remind you.
I would have played. Okay. I can tell you I would have played.
Well, you don't know what he was going through.
Was he in the hospital?
All right.
I would have played.
My God. Okay.
Jordan played. This is okay. You get.
You're not Michael Jordan, and you're not Kristaps Porzingis. This just in.
No, but the point is, Tom Brady would have played. Julian Edelman, we put him in the Hall of Fame yesterday, would have played, correct?
Patriots Hall of Fame. Yes. And also, I would just like to remind you, last week when we were having a conversation about the difficult decisions that the new ownership is going to have to make when they step in, old Billy Buckets, possibly having to get back into that second apron versus the whole entire idea of getting paid for parades and whatnot. When you have to make some financial cutbacks, would a guy like Kristaps Porzingis be considered potentially one of them being dealt away? Who knows what would happen? I tend to think if he's not available when you need him the most, which is, of course, the postseason, here you are saying you can't count on him. He's like a novelty. He's a hood ornament for the team in some capacity. This is why people point to his contract being potentially a movable one, because you need him out there. And instead, he needs freaking Pepto.
I'm sure people will be lining up to acquire his contract when he never plays. We'll have more phone calls on the other side, 617-779-7937. But I do need to pay off the tease real quick. Who was most to blame for last night's loss? Joe Mazzulla, 54% of the votes. Jason Tatum, 30% of the votes. Other getting 10% of the votes. Jaylen Brown, only 6% of the votes. Great job, voters. You did a hell of a job. More Celtics calls and reaction next here on WEEI Afternoons.